YTFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson. $7,300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. And they will be happy, and they can get along together. And that's the same concept that we should have as the church. But when we don't come together and put our resources together, it always creates an outage. Giving to the Lord and the Lord's house allow the Lord to return favor or blessings back to you. Here is why. God does not need anything. He owns everything. God's desire is to see if we need something. God is watching our faithfulness even in our needs towards Him. God, who owns all, is all, and has established it all, can give us everything that we need when we depend upon Him and been faithful to the things that He's asked us to do. Here's why. God will not violate His own word. If He has instructed us to give to the poor and give resources, some of our obligations to the church and meet the needs of others, He said, I will provide for you. Now here's the definition of giving. Is defined as to grant or to bestow by formal action. What action have we taken this year that God has honored? There was a publican who gave something, and he bragged about it. And there was another man who put his very little into the plate, and God honored the one who put all that he had versus the one who bragged about what he had. Mama said back in the day, if you don't give God what's His, He will find a way to get what's His. Your bills pop up unexpectedly, your car break down, sickness and illnesses. The question is, are we honoring God with what we are giving Him? Is God pleased with the action that I have rendered concerning the things of God? Have I first been faithful? Secondly, have I been committed? And finally, have I been consistent in my giving? My faithful giving is when we give in spite of our circumstances. I have to confess this morning a confession is good for the soul. As a child, my mom said, tell the truth and shame the devil. As a child, I would get a nickel to put in the collection plate. And I would faithfully put that nickel in the collection plate. But one day I saw a member of the church put some money in and take some money out. So one day, you can imagine what I did. I put my nickel in and I took a dime out. My mom asked, where did you get the dime from? And I said, well, I put my nickel in and I took a dime out. And one can imagine what happened. The next offering, my mom said, you take that money that you had and you put it back into the plate. You are robbing God. At the time, I didn't think of it robbing God. In fact, I didn't even know I was so young. I didn't even know I was stealing. Isn't it amazing? Do you know what? If you don't know you're stealing, it's not a sin. How do you know? Here's what happened. My mom was instilling something within me that give the Lord what's his and don't take away from what's his. And I learned that at an early age. And as a Baptist, I began to understand the principle, and I began to honor God with what was his. When we are committed to give, it sends a message to concerning our faith is at work. It states that we are trusting and believing in what God has said. And if I am faithful, I am consistent in giving back to the Lord. Malachi said, bring me all the tithes into the storehouse that there shall be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Malachi's words always seem to silence the church. See how quiet it is, Brother Gaines? The reason for that is because it speaks to our heart. For my heart reveals everything concerning my giving. I rarely or seldomly speak on tithing or even giving. And the reason is because giving is personal. Hello, office, y'all need to hear this too. Because you are part of the church as well. And you need to be here hearing this for such a time as this. Don't get mad at the pastor. Hear what God is saying to you. But am I robbing God in my giving? That's personal. Am I taking that dime out of the plate? Is it expedient for me to pull out $100 and give the Lord a dime? And yet the church is faithful at repast, Sister Patrick. Yes. And you know better than anybody how much it costs. And yet we sometimes give very little as we feed those and those who have families that are hurting because it's our responsibility to do so. But what is my responsibility in helping to do that? What is my obligation to the church to make sure that when my loved one died, God forbid, loved one died, that the church cannot even have enough resources to feed the family that's coming from out of town because I held back $99 when I could have given? Let me share something. That $100 in your pocket may not always be $100 in your pocket. You got to remember the same one who gave you that $100 is the same one that can take it back when we are not being committed to the Lord. We are told to prepare for war in time of peace. Don't spend all your money in one place. Are we robbing God? Giving is between you and the Lord. But am I robbing God in my giving? We can buy electronics and computer gadgets, We can go on vacations and purchase cars. But when I think about God, how much am I giving him? The same God who allowed you to have electronics and computer gadgets and new cars is the same God who has blessed you. Are you blessing him? This may be an indictment to some. But some believers spend more money on their dogs and cats than they do on the Lord. More money with special designer food and veterinarian visits. And now they're even taking out insurance on their dogs. If the truth be known, many of us have already decided how much we're going to give. We pay everything first, and then we pay God last. We give God a percentage of what's left over. And God is watching what we put in the collection plate. You know, my ushers have even told me, and I'm going to shame the devil now. He said they'd be almost embarrassed when it comes from here to here. My ushers have told me that. And guess who the report comes to? The pastor. The Lord is watching what we put in the collection plate. And the Lord is asking, what will you give me? I gave you my best. I gave you my only begotten son. What will you give me? It's not that I need it. But what are you committed to give to me because you love me? God asked Cain, asked Abel and Cain to bring their best offering to him, and Abel gave his best while Cain held back. What are we holding back? Maybe the Lord is asking you for your last portion of meal and your last jug of oil. If you will give me your best, if you will give me your last, I will bless you that your substance will never run out. I know that's true. I know it's true because I've told you the story many times before that I had $5 in my pocket, Donald, back during the time where I was trying to save and buy things and I wouldn't spend very much money, and I kept that $5 in the event of emergency, and I had $5 and Megan was born at that time, and I went to the store to get a gallon of milk, a loaf of bread, and put some gas in my car. Gas was a lot cheaper in those days. But I could put $2 worth of gas in the car and still get to work for 2 days or 3 days or maybe a week. $5 would fill the car up. That's telling my age. And I bought the milk, was $1.70, and I bought the bread, which was another 50 cents or 75. I went to the thrift store, and I'm not too good to go to a thrift store. And I spent $2. And then I put $2 worth of gas in the car to get to work because it was payday. I was going to get paid Friday. And when I got home, I looked at my bill folder. I didn't have any. I had some change, but I also had $5. The last $5 that I had that I gave for gas, that I gave for milk, that I gave for bread, and I had change in my pocket, and I opened my bill folder, and I had $5. Psalm